Daf Ein Gimel, we had a whole list of 39 malachas, and the Mishnais have to explain what's involved. So this Mishnah, Kuf Beis Amud Beis, mentions again Makaba Patish, doesn't explain it, just says again Makaba Patish. So here there's a fundamental machlokes, Rashi and Tosis, exactly what does it mean, Makaba Patish. So Rashi gives his pshat that when you chisel out, if I chop off a tree, so that's kotzer, a tree that's growing from the ground. If I pluck off pears from the tree, that's kotzer. If I pluck off flowers that are growing, it's kotzer. But if I chop out a stone that's attached to the ground, from sheishes mei bereishes, is there any malocha? So Rashi claims that's what it means, makaba patash. He detached the stone. Tosis is not happy with Rashi. They say that wasn't in the Mishkan. There wasn't a parallel thing in the Mishkan. They didn't use stones in building the Mishkan. Even Lahoy be Mishkan. There's the Loshen HaMishnah at the end of Zvachim that the Mishkan was only temporary because they kept on moving from one location to the other. And when Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdash, that was permanent, so that was the Binyan Shel Avonim. So there were no Avonim. It says in Chumash like that there were no Avonim, but that's the Loshen that Tosfos has. There were no Avonim in the Mishkan. That's the mission. The end of Zochman has that comment. How can it be that that's a malacha? So Tosfos disagrees. Makaba Patish means the completion of a kli. According to Tosfos, there's not no malacha. If you chisel out a stone from Mokim Chibur LaOretz, there's no malacha. Tosfos says Makal Shachron Shemaka Ala Kli B'Shas Gmar Malacha. Keep on banging, bang, bang to make some kind of a piece of jewelry, or to make a pot or something. So the Makal Shachron is the final clap. That's the Loshon HaGemara. Makal Shachron is the final clap when you complete the kli. So according to Tosfos, there's no malacha to chisel out a stone that's attached to the ground. Okay. There's no malacha. It's a mutam of the Rabbanon also. I don't know. Maybe it's uvda d'chol. I don't know. Was there anything similar to that in the Mishkan? They completed making kelim. Okay, so kli is a masakin mana, but just to detach the thing from the mokum chibur la'aretz, where was that at all in the Mishkan?
Is that similar to the machlok of the Achim Marsham with the Chorochan Ozer by the candlelight, the electric lights?
No, at least the electric lights. There was such a thing in the Mishkan. They lit. They did do havara. They did do havara. But over here, they didn't chop anything, they didn't detach anything from the ground. So according to the test, maybe there's no malacha. Maybe it's only uvda d'chol. That's what it looks like. That's pretty fundamental machlokes. Yeah. Then you have the line in the Mishnah by, we already discussed, Zeh HaKlal, Kolosim malacha malachta miskayemis b'shabes. What does it mean, Malachta Miskayemis? Rashi learns that it's a local description of what's Makaba Patish. When is it Makaba Patish? When you've completed something. Sheish Miskayemis Kayetzibo, Deina Moisif Alehop. The Pshat that Rashi gives would fit better into the way Tosfos learns Makaba Patish, where you complete a kli. So even though the Gemara says, Zeh HaKlal, here, five lines on the top of Kuf Gimel Amanam. Zeh HaKlal means you marbe something. So the Gemara wants to know, lasu yimai. Whenever the Mishnah, marbe is a bad lash. Marbe is when you have a pasuk in Chumash and you have a word gam or something like that. So that's a ribui. But here, it's also like a ribui. The Tanoim wrote such a klal, Zeh HaKlal, to add on a case that you would have not thought so. So what would you have not thought over here? The Chok Kapeza Bekabo. So Rashi explains, you really want to make a base kibul in a kli that should be able to contain a kav of food. And you carved out a little bit, but you didn't carve out enough. You can use the kli the way it is now, but you really plan to make it much bigger. So is that called makaba patish? Is it gmar malachta or not? Because he really plans to finish more. That's a person plans to write a whole book, writing a whole letter. And then he writes the first line on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, if you write Shem Yishemet, you plan to write a whole word, Shimon, just wrote the first two letters, so Shem Shimon is also Chayiv. That's the Mishnah later about writing Shem Shimon on Nizdav Taka, Kuv Gimel Amen Aleph. So here also, one might have thought that since he really plans to make the Kli bigger, and he only started, so it's not yet Malachtim Miskayem, so that's what the Gemara says, since some people would use the Kli the way it is now, so that's called Malachtim Miskayem, that's called Makaba Patish, that's called Gmar Malachtim. But if no one would use it the way it is, then there's no Makaba Patish. Yeah, that's the way Tosis learns Makaba Patish, the Makush Shachran. So the Chiddush is that I consider this the Makush Shachran.
What else is there?
Rashi. He gives an example, but he
doesn't give a
fall.
He's not telling us anything about Makaba Patish. How else do you apply taking a stone out of the ground? Is that the only?
That's the original. The original one is detaching the stone from the ground. And then told us are when you complete a kli. Tyson says no. Makaba Patish is when you complete a kli. It's the chiseling the stone out from the mountain. You didn't finish anything. You finished that. That's the first stage you finished, but you didn't finish the kli. So Rashi is finishing the first stage of detaching from the mountain is also Makaba Patish. Sounds like Tosis doesn't agree with Rashi. They hold it wouldn't be Makaba Patish. It wouldn't be. It would be over the dechol, but it wouldn't be Amalocha. No. So Rashi sounds like he's learning. Malachtim Miskayemis only goes on Makaba Patish. So we mentioned the Magen Mishnah says not. So the Magen Mishnah learns the Pirush HaMilas differently, that the Mishnah is giving a klal that applies to all the Malachas. That's what we mentioned for Moshe Feinstein, that he takes the klal by Kosher. Kosher is only Malacha Deraisa if it's Kesher Shal Kayama. If it's not Kesher Shal Kayama, it's also Midr Abonin. If it's Aroi, then it's Mutarif Midr Abonin. Mishnah has, if the women tie, they tie knots on the dresses, or man ties a gartle, whatever. So if it's going to be less than 24 hours, then it's aroid aroid, then it's mutter legamer. So Moshe assumes that this klal applies to all the malachas. That's how the Magen Mishnah assumed over here. That you generalize, you extrapolate from kosher to all the other malachas. That has to be miskayemis. But Rashi doesn't seem like that. Rashi and Lan Rishonim learned it's just a description of what's called Makaba Patish. And that's the Pshat in the Gemara. The Chok Kapesa Bikaba, that this too is Malachta Miskayem, is the way it is. A lot of people would leave it the way it is. You don't have to have Dafke Kaba. Kapesa is enough. Even though it's not that big. Yeah, what's Bona? So normally Bona means a person builds a house. What about Binyan Mikalim? What if you... So the Gemara says, ain't Binyan Mikalim. So we had a big Machlaikas Rashi and Tosfos. Is the Tosfos again on Kuv Beis on the Beis? Hai Man the Isle Subsa Bekapina Demora. So Tosfos says, you see from Rav keeps on repeating on all three cases that there is a Malacha Bona, and he's just putting in the handle into the shovel. And it's still a Malacha Bona. What happened to the klal of Ein Binyan Mikalim? Tosfos says that Ein Binyan Mikalim means if you have a kli shel prokim, menorah shel chulyas, they have the trace and you have the push carts. So the Gemara says on Yontav, you open up the push carts, you take off the lid, and the people need food on Yontav, so they take, and they'll pay after Yontav. So the Gemara there says in Beitza about opening up the, taking off the lid off of the push cart, taking off the trace in, that's Ein Binyan Mikalim. It's a kli shel prokim. You take it apart, you put it together, you take it apart, put it together. It's head yit yochel achzir, you don't need an umen. So it has a shem kli all along. But if you make a kli yesh meyayin, so Tosfos says that would be yesh binyan bekelim. That's Tosfos' shita. And they bring the raya from the Gemara on daf mem zayin. They quote gabi mito shel tarsim im toka chayv chatos, that if he does it tightly, then he's chayv chatos. So the Rishonim point out that Rashi there is careful. Rashi writes chayv chatos mishum makaba patish, not chayv chatos mishum bona. Chayv mishum makaba patish. That's the Rashi and mem zayin amid aleph on the fourth wide line. Chayv chatos, chayv mishum makaba patish. Av l'chol gomrei melocha, v'lo mishum binyan dein binyan bekelim. Rashi repeats it again. Tosfos understands Toka chayv chatos is chayv mishum bona. And Rashi says no. Either it was the Gemara in Erev and Daf Lamed Hey, by the Migdol, the Gemara says, Marsava Klihu, Ein Binyi Bekelim, and Marsava Oyelhu. What does Rashi do with that Gemara? The Gemara talks about Binyan by a Migdol Shalates. So the Yozarua is quoted by the Ramon in Shulchan Aruch. The Yozarua comes to defend Rashi, and he says, if it's a Kli HaMachzik Memso, and the din is that it's not Mekabel Tumma, Kli Yates HaMachzik Memso is not Mekabel Tumma. The reason why, the Ramon writes, because it's a cheder. It's considered a room. Tosis apparently holds Agzeris HaKosov, it's not Metaltum Oliverekon. So it's Agzeris HaKosov, like Kli Glolim, Kli Avonim, Kli Adoma, not Mekabel Tumma. So a Kli that's not mitalta mole verekan agzeris hakosa not mekabel tumah. So Rashi understood not so. The Chiddush Aran defends the Rashi in Perek Kira. It was at Chiddush Aran that was on a mem dalet on the base muchni shalom. So Tosa disagrees with Rashi. So the Chiddush Aran there, the Chiddushim that's called the Chiddush Aran, comes to defend Rashi. Rashi says Rashi holds like it's, he doesn't quote the Rambam, but that's what the Rambam says. If you have a kli hamachzik mem saw, it's not Mekabel Tumah, because it's not that it's a Xeris HaKosov, the Kli is not Mekabel Tumah. It's not called the Kli, it's called the Cheder, it's called the Room. So apparently that's where Rashi holds. Anything that's a Kli, Taka, there's no Binyan Bekenem. And if Toka Chayiv Chatos, that's the Gemara, the last daf in Perikira, Toka Chayiv Chatos, Rashi says, is Mishum Makaba Patish, not Mishum Bona. What exactly does it mean, Toka Chayiv Chatos? That's also a question. Rashi there on the top line of Mem Zayin on his base has a one-line comment, and he has it in a few places in the Gemara. It says, Toka b'chosek al yedei sedos. Shailas, what if you screw together a kli, you screw it together very tightly? That's called toka. A toka means, no, you put in a nail. You put in a piece of wood to hold it better. But if you just screw the thing together, it may appear from Rashi that that's not chayiv chatos.
The Gemara and Krisos might use the same lashon about the case that Barry brought up a few days ago about the child who's nursing and whether the milk is from a mayan or not. So I think that it uses their taka of the bas achas to say that somehow the child was able to take out all the milk that they wanted to take out in one instance. So applied here, maybe it would be that you're somehow able to like twist the screw in such a way that or hit the nail in such a way that the whole thing just happens at once.
Right. So Rashi a few times writes, Toka means if you added Yesedus, if you added a nail. Sounds a little bit from Rashi that if you didn't add a nail, you just put the pieces of the Kli together, very tightly. Sounds from Rashi that it wouldn't be Chayiv Chatos, that wouldn't be called Makaba Patish. Wouldn't it be called Makaba Patish? Okay. So the Gemara talks about Bona. So the Gemara says there are three levels. The Gemara has a steer between two brises and the member of Shmuel. So the Gemara says all three are correct. Shmuel and the first price and the second price, everything fits in together. Plus a binyana hamsedot, the right dinim, the three dinim. The tatoi, mitzioi, and iloi. The tatoi, the bottom foundation stone, you just need sedudei va'afra, you don't need any cement, and you don't have to shape anything, you just put it in the right direction, that it should serve as a foundation stone. It's already called boina. Then b'tzior, you have to have dafke with cement. If you don't have cement, you're not chayiv. Then the Gemara quoted a brayse, echad nasa seven ve'echad nasa nesatit, and those nesatit chayiv, then nasa seven is not chayiv. So the Gemara says, yeah, that's b'tzior. On the bottom, on the first level, on the first layer, and those seven is already chayiv. Hamitzad of the seven is already chayiv. But in the mitzvah level, you need dafka with cement. So the one who puts the cement is chayiv. The one who didn't put the cement is not chayiv. The one who didn't put the cement is not chayiv. So Achrayim have a question. Is there an isa de rabbanon? Is it part of Rabbalosi? Ubda, the chol certainly is. The guy's putting a brick on top of a wall, and he knows the next guy's going to put the cement. So next guy's a nochri, let's say, whatever. So for sure it's over to the chol, and mistama the brick is probably mukta also. Bricks that are miyuchad for building with, the Gemara says if you have bricks that were left over, so they were building a wall, and then they have 25 bricks left over. So then the Gemara says the bricks that are left over are not mukta, because you're probably going to use them as coasters, probably going to use them to put on the table, and to put a drink on top of it, or something, to put a plate on top of it. You're going to find some mishtamshes for it. But if they're not, abonim shenishtayra min abinyan. Sometimes the bricks that are left over, you're not going to use as coasters. You're going to give it back to the store and get your money back. And what's the store going to do with it? They're going to use it for construction purposes somewhere else. They'll sell it to someone else. So whatever the bricks are, right, milabinyan, then the Gemara says is mukta. Eitz ma'avana we offer is mukta. Whatever is not a kli, it's not odem v'keilim ochel mamashkim. The four things that are makabel tumah. So whatever doesn't fall into those four categories, eitz ma'avana we offer is going to be mukta. So certainly to put the evan is an iser number one of tiltal mukta, number two an iser of uvda dechol mistama. Shaila, is it something worse than that? Is it worse than that? So the Acharonim quote, there is a Gemara in Beitza, and daf Lamed Dalet, Omed Aleph, where the Gemara quotes a Tosefta. If the Tosefta happens to be a Tosefta Masechus Shabbos, not in Masechus Beitza. The Tosefta is talking about Bishul on Shabbos. Bishul on Yom Tov L'Tzorach HaChol Nefesh is Mutter. Bishul on Shabbos, even L'Tzorach HaChol Nefesh is Aser. So the Tosefta says, one person puts a tripod, the other person puts a pot on top of the tripod, another person puts in food into the pot, the other person brings logs on the bottom, the other person brings a fire from another location, he takes a torch from another location, and he puts the logs on fire. So the Brisa says, the Achron is Chayiv Mishum Bishul, and all the original people, Kulam Pturim and Achron Chayiv. Why? Because the one who put the tripod didn't do anything yet. The one who put the pot in, empty pot and tripod didn't do anything yet. The one who puts in the water didn't do anything yet. The one who brings the logs, right, didn't do anything yet. The one who makes the fire, he did the whole bishul. All the others just did achana. But the lashon is kulam pturim, or achran chayiv. Pturim usually means potter avalasa. That was Shmuel's yisoid and dav gimel amid aleph. Shmuel is probably talking about mishnayis. Kol pturim d'shabes potter avalasa bar mitlas. He happens to be talking about Mishnayos. The Brises need not necessarily have been composed with the same dikonis, with the same precision that the Mishnayos were written with. So that's a question. When it says Kulam Pturim, maybe it means Pater Amuter. If it's a Jew who wants to do the cooking, if the, ultimately the Jew is going to do the cooking, then certainly if Nebel is Sita Mishal, it's a Messiah, the Rabbi shouldn't do it. Let's say it's a Nochri. The Goy wants to cook. No, a pot that you cook in, a soup pot, is klisha malach taliyisa. So you're not allowed to handle it. The tripod is not necessarily klisha malach taliyisa. So let's say the nochri is a friend of mine. He's my next door neighbor. I want to help him out. So I put the tripod over there, and he's going to take the pot. Or let's say he already put the pot, then I put in the water, because I want to help him out. He's going to cook. There's no lifnei. The nochri is allowed to cook on Shabbos. So nonetheless, the Magen Avraham quotes from the Acharonim that the medayik from the Lashon HaTosefta, Kulam Pturim means Pater Avalasa. Why is it Pater Avalasa? That's called Grama. That's called Grama. There's a sugya later about Gram Malacha on Shabbos, on Kufchof on the base. So the Gemara Darshans from a Pasuk, Kom Malacha Leisase Boy, Asihu Diyasa Grama Shori. The Grama is Mutter. So Grama, there, Grama is, I did something which ultimately, Akar Chacham Yura Boy, the case in the Mishnah is on Kuf Chof and Aleph. The house is going to burn down. There's a fire. So I take klicheres and I fill them up with water and I put the klicheres around the fire. And when the fire will reach the klicheres, it'll make it so hot, all the kelim are going to crack and all the water will fall out and the water will extinguish the flame. So the Pashup Shat is, that's called the Groma because I have a Kar Chacham Yoraboy that isn't even here yet. But the water doesn't yet have the ability to extinguish the flame till the heat is going to crack the kli. So the Gemara calls that grama. So on that din of grama, that minatora grama is mutter, and minatora grama locha is mutter, lasaskam locha, the Gemara has 10 lines from the bottom of kufchof on the base. Pasuk says in Shmos, lasaskam locha, see who the osa grama shari. So there, there's a machlekes harishanim. Is there an isa derabbanan? When we say grama is mutter, the Mishnah says on Kuf Chof and Aleph that gram kibui is mutter b'makom dleika. Does it mean that it's always mutter? Gram malach is always mutter. It means not. Usually it's awesome at the Rabbanan, Ibn Bakum like it's Muta. So the Chazanish points out that's a machlokes Rishonim. The Ramah in Hilchos Shabbos quotes the Mordechai. The Gram Malacha is awesome at the Rabbanan and B'makom Dleika. It's a big B'makom Chayla, B'makom Hefsid Meruba, a big Shas Hatrak, then you make all, and that is at the Rabbanan. And the Bali Ateis, that's the Mordechai. The Bali Ateis seem to hold that Gram Malacha is Hetagom, you don't have to have Dapke, an exception to the rule that B'makom Dleika it's Mutan. So that's a Shayla on the assumption like the Ramah, who quoted the Mordechai, the Gram Melacha is awesome at the Rabban, it's only Mutam, Mokam Dleikam, Mokam Chayla, Mokam Hefsid Meruba, Mokam Doicha Gadol. Would you consider this Grama also? Let's say the Nochri wants to cook on Shabbos. So I'm going to, he sets up the tripod with the pot and I pour the water in. He's a Nochri, so he's not doing any Avera, and I'm pouring water is not Muktzah. I'm putting in something that's not Muktzah. Would you say that that's called Grama? Because I know that it's going to lead to the Nochri doing Malacha. He say, what kind of Grama? The other person that Nochri is going to take over. It's called Grama. If I set it up and everything is going to happen by itself because of the Karach HaChom Yoruba, it's going to kick in later. But if I do, I can pour water from today till tomorrow. If no one is going to bring a fire on the bottom, so nothing happens. And maybe it's less than Grama. So that's the Chiddush that the Magen Avraham quotes. When the Shulchan Aruch quotes this din, Echad Nosan Es HaMayim, Echad Nosan Es HaEitzim, Echad Nosan Es HaEish, Kulam Peturim, Bachman Chayev. So he says, Kulam Peturim means Potter Avalosa, that it is called Grama. That to set up a situation to enable a Nochri to do a Malacha is called Grama also. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said. They wanted to know, are you allowed to pose for a photograph? A Nochri wants to take a photograph. So are we permitted to pose for the photograph? There's no lift neiver. The Nochri is not mechuyev to observe Shabbos. So he thought, based on this Magen Avraham, that the Nochri wants Davke to take the photograph in this way, that we're setting it up for him. So that's called Grama.
Does Ramosha define Grama by Shabbos the same way? Ramosha and Shuva puts like Gemara on Shabbos Kupam Beis. The Hemshech and Gemara from Grama by erasing Yevashim Kasuv al Basaro. So Ramosha and Shuva, he says, the Shiloh is a Shiloh if someone has tuberculosis, and they're going to burn, I think it was tuberculosis, whatever he has, they're going to burn everything that he brings to the hospital with them in the end. So Shiloh and Postman, if he can bring in his tefillin. Mm-hmm. And Ramosha says, bring your tefillin in is considered destroying a biadayim, destroying mamash, carrying it in there.
It's not Groma. It's worse than Groma.
Ramosha said it's Usher. And all the posts can say back for Mordechai Gifter, a lot of them are back, but it's a Groma. And Ramosha says that's not called a Groma. Carrying something in somewhere where you know they'll destroy it. If you bring it, that's called destroying me that.
I don't know what that means. Maybe it means you can't say it's destroying the Adayim. You can say it's a bizoyan to the tefillin to take it into a location where you know bevadai that the hospital is going to bring.
He says three or four times. So he repeats them three or four letters after everyone's back to him. But it's Groma. He says, no, it's not, because I define Groma. This is not a Groma. This is called destroying the Adayim.
Don't know. Not familiar.
Besides your motion, isn't the Pashtus, when you do a Malacha Ahide Groma, it means... Doesn't mean that you're doing the
malacha.
Not that someone here, you're not doing the
malacha
at all. How can this be
Grama? So that's the chiddush that the Magen Avraham has. That this too, Grama is awesome. Chiddush number one is that there are more paskins like the Mordechai. That Grama is awesome. The Rabbanan is only mutam and makom dleika. There's a Tosfos in Beitza where Tosfos writes that Gram kibui is mutter on Yantav. So the Magen Avraham asks, but it's a stira. How can the Tosfos say Gram Kibui is Mutter? But the Ramah here quotes in Hilchos Shabbos, the Mordechai, that Gram Kibui is also in the Rabban, it's only Mutter and Mokam Dleika. So the Magen Avraham comes up with a fantastic Kiddush, that it must be that we distinguish between Shabbos and Yontav. That's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes, and that's what Chacham Avadya quotes like that, that's what many poskim assume like that. The Gram Kibui is Mutter on Yontav, they only ask it in the Rabban on Shabbos. So the Chazanish is Masik on this, Magen Avraham says, how did he come up with such a fantastic chiddush? No, he says Tosfos Shita and it's consistent in Shabbos and in Beitza. Tosfos says that Groma is muta. Period. They never asked it mirabana. The Ramah happens not to paskan like Tosfos. The Ramah paskans like the Mordechai. The Gram Kibui is also mirabana. It's only muta b'makom dleikon. But Tosfos Shita is that Gram Kibui is muta. You shouldn't distinguish between Shabbos and Yontos. So that's the shaila. If you hold that Gram Malach is also mirabana. The Pashtas, one would have said, it's only grama if I set up the whole thing, and the malacha will occur because of what I did. But if someone else, I'm going to set it up, then a nochri is going to take over. So he's doing the malacha. I'm not doing the malacha. I walk into the elevator, and it's self-understood that the elevator man, the non-Jewish elevator man, is going to push the button. So that's every amir liakum is a gram. Whenever you ask a nochri to do a malacha for you, that's always a gram malacha. The pashta is not, he did the malacha. It's amir liakum is a lower level. It's not a grama. So that's what the Magen Avraham says, not so. He says, Echad Hebias ha Kedera, Echad Hebias ha Main, Echad Hebias ha Eitzim, Echad Hebias ha Eish, Achman Chai Vekulam Pturim, all the others are Potter Avalasa, because of grama, a big Chiddush.
Are there any examples in Shas where grama is performed in this manner? Where something like this is considered grama?
No, it's a, Eve. I don't think it has to necessarily be the same in other Gemara. Where do you have a din of Grama in other cases?
Let's say
Grama Menazikin is Potter. Only Garmi is Chayiv. Grama is Potter.
Let's say Rabbi. He was saying
the Ramah is Machma like the Mordechai that Grama is only Mutam and Atar, it's also in the Rabbanon. So we're trying to discuss how much is included in the Isa the Rabbanon. So the Magen Avraham says, not only if I did the whole thing, I did Grama, if I set it up and someone else is going to take over it, and I know in advance that after I set it up, the Nochri is going to take over. That's also called Grama. Where do you have that Grama is Asa? That Grama is usually Grama is Pata. Here you have the Grama is Asa Medrabanan. And Taisa doesn't agree with this either. Taisa knows that Grama is Mutari Medrabanan here. But the Ramah hams the Paschal like the Mordechai. The Grama is Asa Medrabanan. It's only Mutta B'makam Tleikos. And the Magen Avraham extends it even so far. Magen Avraham quotes earlier Achren, who made that diuk in the Tosefta. Kulam Pturim V'Achren Chayev. That the kulam p'turim means patar avalasa. It's grama. It's a chiddush. So it's a big chiddush.
In the case of the ksiva of the photograph, why don't we just say it's misayeh
b'gufo?
That
being
misayeh for the
melacha?
That's without
any misayeh b'gufo. Nah, the melacha doesn't occur. The melacha occurs in a...
Depends where the melacha's occurring.
Yeah. If the melacha occurs on my body, they're cutting my nails or they're yanking out a tooth from my body. Then the Taz had a Chiddush, Mesayei Begufa, you don't say Mesayei Mamam. He didn't know Melocha is not on my body. Melocha is on the stuff in the camera. What do you call it? On the film. The Melocha is done on the film, the Ksiva. Either Ksiva or Moichik, whatever it is. Usually it doesn't print out a picture right away. If you have a Polaroid, it prints out right away. So Melocha is Ksiva right away, according to the Rambam. They're making a picture. Roshim is also told to the Kosev. According to the Rambam, it's a melacha of ksiva. But usually, if you don't have a Polaroid, so it doesn't print out right away. So you have to send the film to the store that they should develop it. So when they develop it, they're doing ksiva. So what melacha did I do? And I just took the photograph. So some hold that that's moichik. Because moichik means you did something that makes it possible to do ksiva later on. If you have shaiva shagabi ha-pinkos, we had the Rosh quoted that price. Shaiva shal gabi apinkos, and you remove the shaiva in order to be able to write, so that's moichik. Moichik doesn't mean destroying ksav. Moichik means making a hachana l'ksivim, making it possible to do ksivim. When you take the photograph, many argue that that's moichik. It's not kosev.
I don't understand why it should be moichik. It's like bringing a pen so when you can write. The hachana l'ksivim you're doing is not on the same chetza. When you remove the wax and you enable the papers and save cuts, I can write on the paper. So if I bring somebody a pencil so they can write on it on a cloth, that's not how Chanel Ksiva. That's not Mochik, but bringing a pencil.
Okay, I would agree also. Bringing a pencil is not called a Chanel Ksiva.
Why should this be, but it's on a different cut? So
but when you snap the photograph without that, that's Ma'akev. Snap the photograph, that's Mamish the Chanel Ksiva. They're going to use that film in order to develop later.
The film has a picture of it, no? The negatives have a picture.
You can't see it, okay.
So it's there. If you look at it, you see something. It doesn't look the same. You have to darken it and blow it up and everything to get a little bit of the picture with colors and everything.
So you think that it could be that it's kosev? It's kosev already.
Picture.
Okay, could be it's kosev. Or if it's not kosev, maybe it could be moichik. Okay,
is
one or the other.
By a digital camera, is there any malacha?
By what?
By a digital camera.
What happened? What is a digital camera? I'm not familiar. I haven't seen cameras in many years.
It's like on a computer. You have to It has a memory. It probably takes a picture, just captures the pixels it sees. And it's all digital. It's not no emotions at all.
It's like taking a picture with a computer. It's like taking a picture with a mini computer, essentially.
That's Mitzvah Mechek. That's Hachana Lekseva. Okay.
Even though you didn't do it, all you do is save some bytes of memory inside
If you wouldn't have done it, you wouldn't have been able to retrieve the picture later. So you did something that made it possible to make a photograph later, make a picture later. That's.
And if there's a screen that shows you like the picture you're going to be taking, does that matter? The pixels on the screen do they have any benefit?
And the picture on the screen remains for a long time.
No, it remains in the memory. If you take the picture, it remains in the memory. If you don't, it's just, it has a little screen of what's going on in front of it. Like looking through a computer, like when you do share via Skype, and you see...
Like look in a mirror. If I look in a mirror, it's not quite safe. Just a reflection. So if I have a screen and have someone in front of me, it's just a reflection. Like a mirror. It's not quite safe. But if I walk in front of a location where I know that the guard inside is looking at a video, and he can see me, so that's not a reflection. That's already kaisev. If I walk over there, knowing that the God is going to see me, he's going to open the door for me, so that's kaisev. But it's not ksav, it's not shel kayama. It's not going to be there for so long. It's going to disappear.
The security guard looking at a video, the exact same process between by that and the camera. He's not looking through a blank screen. He's looking through a computer-generated image because that's the exact same process.
Okay. So, Mustama, when I walk in front of the screen... And it shows it on the screen that he's looking at. That's not just a reflection like a mirror. So that's Dakiksiva. That's Dakiksiva. That's the question that we had. How long does it have to be Shalkayama that it should be? Ksav for sure has to be Shalkayama. Even if you don't say like the Magen Mishnah who claims that this line in the Mishnah, Kolam Alosam Malocha, Bishabas Malachim Miskayam, is goes on all the Lamatas Salvis Malochas. But ksav for sure has to be shel kayam. Even ksav and a get has to be ksav shel kayam. So that's the question. How long does it have to be shel kayam? Maybe each case depends individually. How significant, how long do you need it? So let's say, Bizman HaGemara, they gave a woman a get, and she would hold on to the get, and that would serve as the shtaraya. So ksav shel kayam, you want the get to last for a couple of years, till she gets a shidduch. May take her a while till she gets a shidduch. After she already remarried and has children from the second husband, then she doesn't need to get anymore. So if it's going to disappear, if the ink is going to disappear in 20 years, that's a ksav shel kayama. Over here, maybe this is called shel kayama. Maybe it's enough if it's shel kayama, the guard has to see who's standing in front of the door. So maybe that's enough. Maybe that's called shel kayama. All you need is that it should be for 5 minutes. Or maybe you want it for security purposes. Maybe you want that the video should remain for 24 hours or for 48 hours or for 72 hours or something. So maybe that's also called Shel Kayama. As long as they need it, maybe that's called Shel Kayama. They make the film in such a way that it should last for as long as they feel that it's necessary for security purposes. Maybe it is called Shel Kayama.
If there's no film, if it's just some bytes of memory in a computer, that's called Shel Kayama. Not here now. I could pull it up to look at it. I could tell the computer, show me what the screen saw 24 hours ago. But if there's nothing there that anyone can look at this moment.
So Mistam, that is mochek. It's Hachana Lekseva. Okay. So that's a malacha. Good. No.
Are there some posting that say when you record things, like recording a shiur on the tape or into the digital thing, it's considered like mitaking because the blank memory or on the tape recorder, the film is blank. It's useless. When you record something now, you want to play it back, it has something there. It's like mitaken. Should that be the same with digital?
Should be the same, right? And the Chuvah Beis Yitzchak, he writes about Yitzchak Shmalkish lived in the 1850s, I think, in Lemberg. So he writes that if you make a record, if you cut a record on Shabbos, he thinks that it's a malocha of ksivim b'derabbanan. Ksivim in HaTorah is only if you have a picture that you can see. He thinks maybe this is ksivim b'derabbanan because now you recorded a nigun or you recorded a speech. So Shlomo Zalman quotes this from the Beis Yitzchak. It's not in the Chuvah, I think it's only in the Maftechas, in the Chuvah, he writes like that. Shlomo Zalman quotes this, he says, what did he have to invent a new malacha m'derabbanan of ksivim m'derabbanan, recording a nigun? He says it should be Misak HaMonim and Atar. Before I had a blank disc, a blank record, that if I put it on, it's not going to play anything. And now if I put it on, it gives me a song and a dance. It gives me a whole lecture, a drasha, a nigan. So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman thinks that that should be Mesakan Manim and Atar.
You don't need anything nicker in the Chatzah?
That's his Chiddush. Yeah. It'll be nicker if you'll play it, then it'll be nicker. Yeah.
The brick, we're assuming here that the president puts on the brick on top of the other brick without any cement there. But usually that's not how it's done. You put the cement and then
first,
the brick out.
The cement
then
first.
You put the cement around the side.
Right.
So who would be hired to?
If someone else put the cement first and I put the brick,
then the one who put the brick.
So the one who put the brick completed the malacha, yeah. But the Gemara is presenting it that the one who just puts the oven and he didn't put the cement, he only put an oven. If it's the bottom layer, tatoye, so then putting the brick, mitzad of the brick is ready malacha. If it's above that mitziyah, the middle layer, the whole middle layer till you get to the top row in the wall, so that you need cement also. So if you put a brick without cement, that's not called binyan. And on the top, on the very top layer, the Gemara says, even if you put a brick without the Eloi, if you put a brick even without any cement, that'll be a melacha derais. It's a chiddush. The whole Gemara is a chiddush, yeah. Then the Gemara has the three machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel, and the Gemara assumes that they're all interconnected. The Gemara assumes that Machleg is Rabbi Shmuel in the three cases. Rab says Chai Mishim Bona, all the three cases. Shmuel says Chai Mishim Makaba Patish. So the Gemara presents it that the first case is more Pasha that it should be Bona. The second case is a little less Pasha that it should be Bona. And the third case is even less Pasha. So if you hold that if the first case is only Chai Mishim Makaba Patish, not Chai Mishim Bona, so it should be a Kavu Chaim, and the second and the third should not be Chai Mishim Bona. And that's the problem with the Rambam. The Rambam, usually, whenever there's machlokes, is Rabbi Shmuel, so we usually assume the Gemara has the klalim choras hilchos akirabi suri kishmo bedina. So we should, this is Issa Beheta, so we should really pass like Rav here. So here the Kes Mishnah says that the Rambam passes like Shmuel. And the first case was a Mesates. Mesates is seven. So the Rambam passes like Shmuel, then Mesates is chayv, that's a tiny letter, what is it? Hey, tiny letter, hey. He paskim sata chaim shumakam apatish because it's not only Rabbi Shmuel involved. You have Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Shua ben Levi are quoted earlier in Dafayin Hey, I think it was, who say the same as Shmuel that a masata sasa even is chaim shumakam apatish, not chaim shum bonus. So once you reject that the first case is not chaim shum bonus, so it should be a kavu chaim in the second and the third, further away from the first. No, so the Rambam paskins no, the second and the third case. So Machalik is Rabbi Shmuel, and he paskins like Rav. So that's the problem. But the Gemara said it goes in descending order. So if the first case is not bonus, so Kal v'chaim in the second and the third not be bonus. So that's one problem. Then the other problem that they point out with the Rambam is the Rambam paskins like Rav by Hoyse and Neke Belul Shel Tana Goyim in the second case and the third case also. Ayel Suf so be Kampina Demara. So the Rambam paskins like Rav that what? That Hoyse and Neke Belul Shel Tana Goyim is Chai Mishum Boina. So then that's in one place. And then the other place, the Rambam writes, that is Chai Mishum Makaba Patish. So it's a steer in a bein the Rambam. Is Chai Mishum Boina, Chai Mishum Makaba Patish. So the Magen Avraham asks that steer. So the Minchas Chinuch thinks that it's not a kasha. He thinks it's not a kasha. He says that Shmuel is right, everybody's masking that it should be Chai Mishum Makaba Patish. The Chiddush is that Rav holds not only is Chai Mishum Makaba Patish, also Chai Mishum Boina, Chai Shtayim. But Chai Mishum Makaba Patish for sure. Minchas Chinuch gives everybody Chai Shtayim. He slaps on everybody. Whenever it's possible to say it's a Malach Ahin, it's a Malach Aher, so he makes Chai Shtayim. We pointed out that a group of leaders, Mechabrim, Tamin Chachamim, after the days, Menachas Chinuch was just 100 years ago. So there are those who disagree, the Shvisa Shabbos and others who disagree, and they think that the only time Chayiv Shtayim is if there were two different accomplishments. Zaymer v'tzoch le'etzim. So the tree is going to grow better, and you have the logs that were chopped off, you can use them as fuel in the furnace. But if you did a pu'ula that only made one accomplishment, to label it as two different melochas to be Chayiv Shtayim, perhaps doesn't make any sense. So the Menachas Chinuch does that a lot. He thinks that that Mishum Makaba Patish Rav is maskim with Shmuel. The only thing that Rav added on, in addition, the Makaba Patish is also Chai Mishum Baina. And he's in disagreement with the Pnei Yeshua. He's in disagreement with the Magen Avraham, but he doesn't use the Magen Avraham so much. So he's in disagreement with the Pnei Yeshua on the Daf. Pnei Yeshua says that the Machlek, like the Magen Avraham, the Machlek is Rav Shmuel is it A or B? But not that everyone agrees that it's B, everyone agrees that it's Makaba Patish. And Rav says, in addition to being Makaba Patish, it's also Baina. So to understand why you're not Chayv Shtayim, that's simple. Why? That there's only one accomplishment that we can understand. But what's the Nekudas HaMachlokes? Whether it makes sense to say it's Baina. What's the common denominator over here? It's very unclear. So it sounds as if it's only a Binyan B'miktsas. It's not a full Binyan. So Rav holds even Binyan B'miktsas is also called Binyan. And Shmuel says no. Can only qualify as a Makaba Patish. Doesn't make sense to say that this should be Baina, but not that Rav is going to say that it's Chayv Shtayim. Anyway, so that's the Magen Avraham assumes, Poshim Shatim, more like the Pnei Yeshua, that it's not Chayv Shtayim, either Makaba Patish or Baina. So if the Rambam writes that Hoysa Neka Belul Shel Tana Goylim is Chayv Mishum Baina, so what does he write in the other place? Chayv Mishum Makaba Patish Astir. So the Magen Avraham gives a teretz that's heatedly debated, whether it's a valid teretz or not. He thinks there was the machlokes Rashi and Tosis whether yesh binyan mekelim or ein binyan mekelim. Tosis thinks that sometimes yesh binyan mekelim if you make a kli mechadosh yesh binyan, and Rashi disagrees. Never ein binyan mekelim. Period. So the Magen Avraham says even if you hold like Tosis, the yesh binyan mekelim, but it's still not the same. Binyan bekarka is more boina. The original boina should really be binyan batim, binyan chadorim, binyan batim. Binyan Mikaelim, maybe a tolda. Okay. Maybe it's a tolda of the binyan bebatim. So the Magen Avraham thinks that the teretz in the steer and the Ramam is that one lul shatan golem is talking is mechubala karka. So that's when the Ramam passed like Rav, that yichai mishum boina. And the other neka below shatan golem is a lul that's not mechubala karka. So true, the Ramam holds yesh binyan Mikaelim, but if it's a toss up, should it be boina? Should it be makaba patish? True, yesh binyan Mikaelim, but leave it, let it be makaba patish. But if it's mechubal karka, then the Rama thinks that it's more mistaba that it should be boina as opposed to the makaba patish. So this is a question: does that make sense or not? Once you hold the yesh binyan bekelim, if it's a binyan gomor, so why should you distinguish between binyan bekelim and binyan bekarka? That's the Magen Avraham suggestion. Depends whether the lul shel tana goylim is mechubar or not. Yeah. Tosis explains over here: what's the machlekes by lul shel tana goylim, whether it's boina or not? Makaba Patish, we understand. The lul shel tana goylim doesn't function well if they're going to choke from the smell, from the reach. If they're going to choke from the reach, so you have to have a pesach, so the hevel goes out and the fresh air, the avri goes in. So the Gemara says, the psalm put in brackets, ayin l'kamon kuf nevovim and aleph. That's the Gemara. So the Gemara says, whenever you make a nekev, so if you make a nekev, ha'osi l'hachnas l'hotzi, then it's a melacha deraisa. If it's not lahachnas lahotzi, then it's not deraisa. Yeah. If you make a nekva also lahachnas lahotzi, it's deraisa. What's the melacha? So that we had the Rashi, had two pshatim, whether it's boina or it's makaba patish. That we saw already. That's kuv zayin amaral, that Rashi. By mafis mursa b'shabbos. In lasas lapeh, if he wants to squeeze out the pus and he wants to put in medication also. So he needs a Pesach in the bua. If he's not going to have a Pesach, the medication is going to sit on the outside. He wants the medication to go in. So if it's la'achnas and la'hotzi, that nekev is a malach, either boina ma'makaba patish. So the Tosfos assumes that Pesach also la'achnas and la'hotzi is bona. And the machlokes Rabbi Shmuel over here, whether lul shel tana goylim is boina or not, is this called la'achnas and la'hotzi? Why should it not be la'achnas and la'hotzi? He wants the stench to go out. He wants the reach, the hevel to go out, and he wants the avir to go in. So that's what they quote from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. That's not a tangible thing. If you want to squeeze out the pus, so the pus is cookie stuff, so that's going to go out. And then you want to put in medication. So you're going to put something in. You put the medication, and the bua doesn't have a crack in it, so the medication won't penetrate. So that's literally lahachni something. Lahotzi something. Lahotzi hevel or lahachni savir is intangible. It is air. The hevel is air, and the avir, the fresh air, is air. But it's not. You can't touch it. It's not davar sheyesh b'mamish. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman suggests maybe that's the machlok. Maybe that's why Shmuel thinks that it can't be boina, because boina is only a pesach haser lahachnes lahotzi dvar mamashim. Here it's not a davar sheyesh b'mamish. It's a shver avot. But what has it got to do with the other two? The Gemara seems to put all the three together.
So how does that help?
I mean,
benefit is
mechubel
karka than there is
any. He thinks if the lul shaltan garlam is mechubel karka, then it's more boina, more svara to say boina than if it's tolush. If the lul is tolush, so it's a chiddush that we say yesh binyan bekelim if you make binyan gomer. But if it's a toss up between boina and makaba patish, so don't declare it as boina. Just declare it as makaba patish if it's tolush. But if it's mechuba lekarkas, and then mechuba, that's the ikar din of binyan. So then we say, oh, it's a lul, oh, it's a neka, but lul shel tan galim, mechuba lekarkas, that's the real binyan.
By machlus yad bekardim, the Rambam says that's binyan, not mechuba patish.
Right.
So that would be
difficult. Yeah, yeah, the Rambam paskins like Rav on the last two. Yeah. There's a problem. What's the tzara shov over here? Why did the Gemara put the three together? The Gemara holds that the more mistaber is Amasata 7, that's more mistaber to say that that's boina. A little less mistaber is the lul shel tanigolim. And the biggest chiddush, the least mistaber in Hilchas boina, is the mail sufsu b'kupina demor. So the Rambam doesn't paskan like that hierarchy. Paskan, the first one is makaba patish because the Gemara is in the seventh perek, in perek lagodol, and these two he paskans like Rav. Very unclear. That's what the svarim work on. What are the svaras over here? Very problematic. Then the Gemara says on the top, Hakadech Kol Shehu Chayev. It drills a little hole. A kol shehu satzchayev. So the Gemara thought he's drilling a hole in order to put something in. So the kadech kol shehu is not yet the Gemara malachtoi. He didn't finish yet. So how can it be chayev mishum makabat patish? It's not malachtam is kayem is the way it is. He just did one step before the end. Rashi writes, HaKadech, the top line of Rashi, kol kadech hamanos lemalasu. Otherwise I would have called it shelo lemalas, I call it hanokev. If it's malach, in Hebrew he says he called it kadeach, so if it's kadeach, he plans to put something there, so it's not yet gemar malachtay. The Gemara says, hach maskinun, he's making the hole by pushing something in, which he's going to leave there. So this is the gemar malachtay. But if it's not yet the final step, it's next to the last step, then it's not going to be considered gemar malachtay. Then it can't be chay mishum makabah patash. Then the Mishnah quotes Reb Shimon Gamliel, "Af hamakah bekurnis ala seden." B'shas malacha chayim shum k'shukim misakin malacha. What is he doing? He's using a little hammer, let's say, to bang jewelry, and then every three or four times after he bangs on the jewelry, he bangs on a seden. So what's the makah b'patish when he does that? Makah b'patish when he's banging on the jewelry, when he's completing the piece of jewelry, he's making a candlestick and making something from silver. When he bangs on the seddin, what malacha is that? So first the Gemara thought, Rabbi Yosef, Dami Travai, Mishmanei, Shema Amein Es Yodo. He trains himself in doing this umnis. So the makaba patish is in himself. He gets used to it. He's developing the skill in his hands, so he'll be able to do it better. Like a surgeon has to do the surgery many times, and then he can do it in his sleep, after he knows how to do it. So here he's practicing on himself. So the Gemara says, how can that be? Koshalo b'nei rechov, they were bothered with the kasha elamiyato. If I watch a surgeon on Shabbos, I watch a surgeon do a surgery, even I don't do anything, so I learn how to do a chochma, I learn how to do a malacha. So that's called makabah patish in myself. So the Gemara says, no, they don't think that that's the correct pshat. Elabai b'rov, damitavai, pshat is like this. When you keep on banging, if you have a very sensitive hammer that you bang gold or silver with, So when you're banging on the precious metal, the bottom of the hammer is probably going to get out of shape a little bit. So every time, every three or four times, you have to bang on a sudden to straighten out the hammer. That it shouldn't, if the hammer will be a little bit out of shape, then the next time you're going to bang on the jewelry, you're going to ruin the jewelry. So when you bang the hammer on the sudden over here, you're making the hammer, makaba patush on the hammer. You're making the hammer in better shape. So that's why the Reb Shimon Gamliel says in the Mishnah that that's a malocha makaba patush. Okay. What is a malocha of choresh? The next Mishnah, choresh. Choresh is, if you dig a ha'isa charitz, if you dig babayis, it's bona. It's achona lebinyan. And if you dig basoda, it's choresh is achona lezriyah. So choresh is achona lezriyah. That's why there was a machlekes on the first daf of Moed Katan. What about mashka mayim lezroim? So we paskin that... that it's zoreya. That's not called choresh. Once the seeds are planted already, so that's not called achona lezriya. That's already the zoreya. Before you put the seeds in, then it's choresh. Yeah.
If
what? Right. So that's what we mentioned when we were chazering that Rambam never quotes that chiddush of the Gemara. The Gemara says the Tana wrote the Mishnah in Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael is karka kosher, so they do a second harisha after the zriya. So the Rambam should have quoted that chiddush. It's chay mishum choresh. So the Menchas Chinuch suggests the Rambam didn't accept it lalocha because he held that it depends on that machlokes on the first daf Rabbi Rav Yosef and the first daf of Moed Katan. So once the Rambam paskins there, hamashke mayim lizroim is chay mishum zareya, not chay mishum choresh. Then he can't quote this chiddush of the Gemara. This would also, when you do the second harisha after the seeds are already planted in the ground, it wouldn't be harisha, it would be zriya. That's what the Menchas Chinuch thinks, that this Gemara on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis is shaloi kalocha. It's like the other mandama in the beginning of Moed Katan, whose opinion has not been accepted. Yeah, here is a question, and the Shvisa Sashabas has a discussion of this. Choresh is only if you did. If you prepared for planting, what if you have a beautiful front lawn, and someone threw a whole bag full of garbage all over and it looks awful, and you collect it, so the garbage is muktzah, you're not supposed to handle the muktzah. Let's say a person went ahead and he takes all the garbage off of the front lawn and now it looks beautiful. So he didn't do tikkun hakarka, he didn't improve the heftz of the karka, he made yipui hakarka. It looks much better now than it did before. Now it looks, the front lawn is, they pay money to have the fellow cut the lawn that it should look pretty. So if you remove all of the garbage that was strewn all over the whole place and now it looks beautiful, so there's some achronim want to say that yipay hakarka, based on the Loshon HaTosefta, that yipay hakarka should also be a malacha of choresh. The shayla la'alacha.
You clean the trash off a lawn.
Yeah. That's the shot. Let's say that's the question. So if the children are playing with their toys on the lawn, and then the lawn doesn't look nice, and then you tell them, please bring all the toys back in. So you're telling your child to do a malacha? The child is bringing the toys in. He's doing a pula hamuteris, but it's a psikreisha that by bringing the toys back into the shed, into the storage room for all the toys, he's going to do yipi hakarka. So is that really a malacha? That's the question. Yipi hakarka. On Shvius, Yipoy HaKarka on Shvius. I don't know. Maybe it should carry over to Shvius also. I don't know. It's a Chiddush by Shabbos to say that Yipoy HaKarka is a Malach. I don't know by Shvius. Got to look through the Gemara there. Then the Gemara says, a malaket eitzim. What's malaket eitzim? What malach is he doing? That's koitzer. So how much does he have to be malaket? So the Gemara says, let's say, hamalaket asavim, the last two lines in the Mishnah. Im lebehema, if he wants to feed it to the behema, so the shir is malot piagdi. And if it's... And if it's l'saken, so then it's kolshu. So the Gemara asked the kasha, it's always going to be misak. Isn't it a psik resh? It's always going to be l'saken. See, the Gemara has a lashon l'yapis l'sakarka. So the question, l'yapis l'sakarka, so that's part of the definition. Is that also, that's part of the definition of choresh? Whenever he does l'yapis l'sakarka, that's questionable. So the Gemara says, isn't it always going to be l'yapis l'sakarka? So what do you say? If you plan to feed the asav into the behema, so the shear would be kimlo pihagdi. When do ever need mlo pihagdi? You're always being miapa the karka. It's always a psikresha that you're being miapa the karka. So the shear should always be bekolshu. So the Gemara answers maybe ba'agam shonu. Rabbi Yosef Madam Tavar ba'agam shonu is not interested in being miapa the karka. It's going to look a holy mess anyway, so the only issue is if he wants to feed the baim. And then the Gemara suggested, maybe lo tzvicha de kovid bara de chavre. True, it's a psik reshe, whenever you're being koitzer a little bit of the asavim, you're being the apa de karka, but if it's over bara de chavre, then that psik reshe will not be a melocha deraisa. Why not? So the bottom Tosis gives the Ashita in one line. So Malacha Shein Tzvicha L'Gufa. Because the Gemara was talking within Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon happens to hold Malacha Shein Tzvicha L'Gufa is only the Rabbanan. So that's what Tosis learns. And then the long Tosis quotes the Aruch. No, Malacha Shein Tzvicha L'Gufa is Mutam and Atara, Asim and the Rabbanan. Here, the Gemara meant to say it's even Mutam and the Rabbanan. Why is it even Mutam Rabbanan? He's not really interested in Yipo HaKak. He's only interested in taking off the Asavim to be Malachi Dasavim, but the Ipa Karka happens in Mela, so it's a psikreshe. But if it's a psikreshe, the lo nichale means the lo ichbislai doesn't care one way or the other, then the Aruch holds that it's het the gomer. That's how the Aruch interpreted this Gemara. Lo tzicha de kovid bara de chavre, so psikreshe lo nichale is het the gomer. So that's what Tosfos, we went through, the Tosfos disagrees with the Aruch. Yeah. And then we mentioned that there are two versions in the Rosh, both in Masechah Shabbos, regarding this Aruch. Did the Aruch mean to be Matar and call it Tarakula Psikresha de lo Nichalei? Or did it only intend to be Matarit in Hilcha Shabbos? Because in Shabbos, there's a special consideration of Malachas Machshavas Asra Torah. So maybe over here, Psikresha de lo Nichalei should be Mutar. Yeah. Why should it be Mutar? Why? What does that mean? Why should it be Mutar in Hilcha Shabbos more so than in other places? We mentioned the Gilyan Ateiswis. On the side of the Tosfos in the first Perek in Ksubis, they quote a reading that we don't have in our Tosfos from Rabbi Mizrachi's Tshuvas. He had a line in Tosfos that the Aruch says the same as the bottom Tosfos. It's a Loch Shein Tzvicha L'Gufa. Loch Shein Tzvicha L'Gufa is usually Mutam and Atar Osam and the Rabbanon according to Reb Shimon. But when is that? When does Reb Shimon hold that it's Osam and Rabbanon if I'm interested in doing it? So since I want to do it, so they asked it mid the Rabbanon. But if I'm not even interested in doing that pool, I'm interested in doing a different pool. But this is a psikresha that this is going to happen. I couldn't care less. So I'm in Atar, it's muta because I'm not interested. Ein tzvicha l'gufa. And the chumra, the rabbanim, was never introduced because he's not really interested over here. Whenever you lack malachas malsheves, it's het gomer. It's not called a malacha. So I'm in Atar, whenever it's ein tzvicha l'gufa, it's always muta in Atar. The rabbanim, they said, it is called malachas malsheves if you're interested in doing that pool. But if you're neither interested in doing it, nor interested in the result, you don't gain anything by the result. It's a psikresha lo nichalei. Then it lacks malachas malsheva, so it's mutar even mid the rabbanon. They can't asa a malacha mid the rabbanon if it lacks malachas malsheva. They can sometimes declare it as a gzera. But if they want to asa a malacha shein tzvicha l'gufa, because they declare that mid the rabbanon, we do consider it. But if he's not this psikresha lo nichalei, he's not even interested in the rabbanon. So then it's lacking malachas machshavas. So it's had to go. Anyway, those were the two versions. Those were the two versions at the Rosh Masechah Shabbos in two different brokim. He quotes the two versions of what did the Aruch say? Did the Aruch only matir psikresha lo nichalei in Shabbos, or did he matir in kol haTorah kulo? Yeah, the Aruch is beferish that he goes and call it Tarakula. But the Rosh suggested a different version. That's not the way it says in the Aruch, yeah. Yeah, what does Tosis have a problem from the Gemara in Sukkah? Eimimatim the Yontif. the last 15 lines in the Tosfos, they quote Silka Daf Lamed Gimel. The Mishnah says if you have hadasim where anov of merubim mi'alav has more berries than has leaves, so that's a psul because it's a lack of hadar. So the Mishnah says you're not allowed to pull off. If you pull off the anovim, it'll be kosher, it will be hadar. But if you pull them off on yantiv, that's a malacha of makabah patish. We mentioned that's a machlekes whether that's makabah patish deraisa or derabbanan. That the big Tosfos in Yuma on Daf Lamed Hey says it's only makabah patish derabbanan. That's what our Tosfos also assumes. It's only makabah patish derabbanan. It's not a malacha deraisa. And also tikkun luach mamiot anovim lo asa elam derabbanan. The last two lines in our Tosfos, that's same as the Tosfos in Yuma. So Tosfos holds that it's only makabah patish rabban, and the Rabbi Kiveger and the Gilyon Hashas on the side of that Gemara in Yuma Daf Lamed Hey quoted the Mordechai b'shem the Rav Yoh that it's a makabah patish deraisa. We usually in Minchas Chinuch writes, we usually assume like the Tosfos, not like that Mordechai b'shem Rav Yoh, because we assume let's say you mafresh trumas the maisis on Shabbos and the Mishnah says in the end of Beitza that it's also mid the rabbanim. Why is it also in the Rabbanan? So the Gemara says because of Makabah Patrish. Why isn't it Makabah Patrish Deraisa? Makabah Patrish Deraisa is only if it's a mili de alma. If in common sense terms, you accomplish something. Here it's only an accomplishment according to the Halacha. The Halacha says like that. Let's say you have Kalim that are Tomei. You want to be Tovel a Kalim in a mikvah on Shabbos Yontif. So we assume Alpi Pashta said that's only a Masakan. The Gemara says in Masakan Monin, the Gemara in Beitza. That's only Misakin Mona Midi Rabbanan. Because in common sense terms, he didn't accomplish anything. Whenever it's a Tikkun Mona, Pi Aloche, not a Metziah, so that's only Misakin Mona Midi Rabbanan. So that's what Tosfos is discussing over here. If you all like Tosfos, that Psik Reisha, the Lord Nichalei is also Midi Rabbanan, so how come it says there in Sukkot that it's a Psik Reisha, the Lord Nichalei, and it's Mutarifa Midi Rabbanan? Eim Amata Biyontav, so the Gemara. And one Tana, Rab Lozab Reb Shimon, the son of Reb Shimon Baichoi, allows you Af Mimata Miyantav. So Gemara says, why Sovalo Kavua? He holds like his father that Adob Shein Miskavein is Mutter, and even though it's a Psik Reshe, we're talking the Islay Hashayin Achrita. So what does it accomplish, Islay Hashayin Achrita? He doesn't need these Hadassim. So it's a Psik Reshe Lo Nichale, Psik Reshe Lo Yichbislay, but still, bottom line, it is a Psik Reshe. Doesn't Gemara say Beferish that Psik Reshe Lo Nichale is Mutter? That's a beferish more like the Aruch. So Tosfos says, well, the whole malacha to begin with is only the Rabbanon over there. The whole Misakamon is only the Rabbanon. So since it's only the Rabbanon, so we would be making on a psikration of Nichalai. So that's one version of Tosfos. And the Tosfos there in Sukkah has the same thing, but they write it a little differently. They say maybe psikration of Nichalai is muta b'moka mitzvah. It's very difficult. What makam mitzvah? The Gemara says Yisleh Hashan Achrita. He's not interested. He doesn't plan to use this hadas. He has a different hadas. So why is that called the makam mitzvah? He's not interested in using it. It's a difficult. Allah Rani ask on that Tosfos and Sukkah. How can you say that it's a makam mitzvah? That's the room to be making. Okay. These were the famous topics. Yeah, the next Mishnah we already discussed a little bit. Mishnah says, HaKosu Be'Mimina Be'Mis Ma'alai is Chayiv. So the Gemara, how can it be? But it's Kalach Hayat, a normal person who's a righty, if he writes with the left hand, it's going to come out sloppy. So if you do a Malachi Kalach Hayat, it's only the Rabbanon. So how come it says over here, Chayiv? HaKosu Be'Mimina Be'Mis Ma'alai is Chayiv. So the Gemara answers, Shele B'Shtei Yodav. He's ambidextrous, so then it's Chayiv. But first the Gemara suggests that maybe it goes like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds that not only is Kosev Chayiv, Roshim is also Chayiv, to make a Tziyurim is also Chayiv. So just to make Tziyurim, Bismolo, that's not nothing Mishuna about that.
Wouldn't the Gemara in Sukkah be a big riot for the Aruch? Because it's not really, you don't have any benefit right now from it's another one, it's a spare tire. So.
Yeah. The Pashtus and that Gemara is like the Aruch, yeah. That's why Tosfos quotes it. Does not Gemara support the Aruch, black on white? How then can you read the Gemara? So Tosfos comes up with a Doichek Yishuv. They're masking to the Aruch if it's a Psikreshid Lanichala and the Homoloch is only the Rabbanon to begin with. Yeah. But the Pashto says that Gemara supports the Aruch. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is there a
Rabbi is saying that it sounds like that ketosis based on the last few lines there, also to tikkun mua.
Tikkun mud probably means it's not a tikkun miladam, it's only a tikkun apialocha, that it's a hadar, it's a psul of ena hadar if they have anof of merubim meyalam. So that's only a masakim adam and the rabbanon. So whenever the whole malach is only the rabbanon, then Taisus agrees with the arach that psikreshul and nichale is mutam. The Mishnah Berurah has a stira in two different places. One place he writes like that, psikreshul and nichale is mutam the rabbanon. The other place he writes, you have to have another the rabbanon. Every psikreshul and nichale is ein svicha legufo, and if it's only a malach and the rabbanon, and then there's another, if there's a third consideration, so then for sure the Mishnah Berurah is mekel. If you have three the rabbanons, then for sure he's mekel. So that's what Chacham Avadya had, one of his shiurim was, he has printed in his tshuvas about, a person just bought a new pair of shoes, we discussed it, and on the bottom of the shoes there's some kind of a design, and when he's going to walk on the sand, the designer is going to make a print in the sand. It's going to be ksiva. So he says it's not going to be ksav shel kayama, and it's ein tzvicha legufa, he does need the whole thing. So it's only a double derabbanon. So he wants to make it into a triple derabbanon, that it should be mutar, even according to that version in the Mishnah Berurah, they got to have a triple derabbanon. So he says that this is kaiser beragloi. Since it's kaiser beragloi, so it's only derabbanon. So that's what we discussed. Kaiser beragloi means that you put a pen in between your toes. Instead of holding the pen in the right hand, so you write with the left hand, that's kalacha yad, or you put the pen in your toes, that's kaiser beragloi. But if you write by placing pressure on your shoe and the bottom of the shoe has a design and you make a design in the sand, that's also called kalacha yad. I don't know, is that kaiser beragla? Questionable. And that's called kaiser beragla. Let's say a person walks in front of a video camera, so because he walks in front, so that's why if he walks in front of a mirror, that's not ksiva, that's just a reflection, because stands in front of the video camera, then it's kaiser on the screen that the guard is going to see. So that's also called kaiser beragloi, because he walks in front of the screen with his feet. That's not kaiser beragloi.
Well, why did the two ones be like that? Because we all marry like that. So walking in the old city isn't an issue because you're a kofid beragloi. You turn on the camera, the sensors are on the ground. So it senses you walking past, so then the camera turns on and starts recording. So it's only Kalahari Yadi says, and it's Ashok Kayama.
So that's the question, is that so? That's the way you do it. That's the only way you do it, by walking on the ground. So you cause the camera to start filming.
If you hold it to Mofak, you think you're Baragro ahead there anyway? Hold it to Mofak, it doesn't matter how Mofak, whether I work it out of the radio with my splitter or my hand.
No, you have to do Mechika also Kedarka. If you do Kalacha Yad, you're not Chaim Shemoichik either. But that's the question. When do you say it's called kaiser beragla? When is it mochik beragla? Maybe sometimes beragla is a normal way to do. If a guy drives the car and he puts his foot on the gas, that's the normal way. You don't push your hand on the gas. You hold your hand on the wheel and you put the foot on the gas. So there's sometimes that you do in a malocha beragla, that's the normal way. The Gemara has the din of Shem Yishimin, Shem Yishmuel, Shem Yishimin is Chayiv, even though he really planned to write much more. So we pass on his Chayiv for what he did. Yeah. Then the Gemara has a Machlekes HaTanoim on the first wide line on the base. If he writes shin shin, that's a word. He writes tav tav, resh resh, gimel gimel, chach, ches ches, chach. These are words in Hebrew. What if he writes aleph aleph? So aleph aleph is not a word. So the Gemara says, zika ben ayu, that's a machlokes hatanoim. If he writes aleph aleph, he does not add to words. Is that called ayichai b'shtei oisius? Oh no, he didn't. He did not add to a word.
The reason it's not a word is because Loma Tina is a mikra.
Is that
just because that's the source of Hebrew? And in theory, if we have new words nowadays that are taken from English or other languages or for new inventions, that would also matter? Or just the fact that it doesn't show it's enough, is that Kobea what's considered writing in Hebrew?
Good question. I don't know. Why does Rashi insist on the mikra? Usually, Pash Peshat and mikra is the source for Hebrew. Yeah. On the bottom, the Gemara has this discussion of he write Shem Mishimen. So the Mem and Shimon is a Mem Psucha. When you write Shem, so you only completed a word if you have a Mem Stuma at the end of the word. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Me dummy, how can you say Shem Shmuel is Chayev? Mem de Shem is only a valid word if it's Sosum. And the Mem de Shimon is Pasuach, so it's not the same. So the Gemara answers, Zosameris, Sosum, Asoi Pasuach, Kosher. That the Pasuach and Sosum, that's a Lachatchila. But it's a correct way to spell a word. The Gemara is assuming that Kosev Shteyosius is because Rashi explains, in the Hebrew language there's no word that only has one letter. We have in Chumash Hal Hashem Tigmul Uzoh, so it says in the Masorah that the letter Hey, even though it's written without a Hapsok, the letter Hey counts as a separate word. But that's a Yetzim and a Klal. Normally, in English you have the letter A is a word. But in Hebrew you don't have any word less than two letters. And the whole idea of Kosev Shteyosius is you have to write a word. You have to write a word. So that's what the Gemara is. If he writes Shem and Shimon, so it's not a word because he wrote a mem posuach and it's supposed to be a mem sasam. The Gemara says, again, the Sefer Torah, there are two forms of mem. They're both acceptable. Like the Zohar says about the shin shel tefillin, one of the shins on the Baal Shel Rosh has four roshim. So that's a machloikis. The Beis Yosef quotes machloikis. What is that supposed to represent? So Rabbi Kevega quotes this, that there are two valid ways to write a shin, either with Gimel Roshim or with Dalet Roshim. So let's say you're writing a Sefer Torah, Bereshis Bor Elokim, instead of writing a normal shin with Gimel Roshim, he likes to write with Dalet Roshim. Gzuntahei. So the Rabbi Kevega quotes from the Zohar, Gzuntahei. It's two acceptable ways to write a shin. And other Rishonim say, no, there's only one Tzuras HaOes of a shin, with Gimel Roshim, but if you have Dalet Roshim, a shin of Dalet Roshim, and you have an empty space on the bottom, then it's a shin shakua. It's not intended to be a shin bolet of Dalet Roshim, it's intended to be a shin shakua, where you didn't write anything. That's the shin. The empty space is the shin. Why do you make a shin shakua as opposed to a shin bolet? Because the tefillin have Dalet Parshios. So on that side where you have Kadesh Vayokim Yachad, that was Koyde Matan Torah. Shema Vayam Shema is after Matan Torah. So after Matan Torah, so the ksav that you use is ink on top of parchment. So when you write ink on top of parchment, you make Gimel Roshan. But on the side that you have Kadesh Vayokim Yachad, that was Koyde Matan Torah, so that should be represented with the ksav of the Luchas. The ksav of the Luchas was engraved. So in order to have a shin shakua of Gimel Roshim, you have to have bolet Dalet Roshim. So you'll be left, if you hold that it's the shin with the Dalet Roshim is really Gimel Roshim, then you have to be careful that the two Roshim in the middle shouldn't touch the bottom. They should be suspended in midair. So you'll have the bottom of the shin will be shakua. Anybody understand? It's not so complicated.
Is that how I mean?
So some make the tefillin like that. My tefillin are not like that. I think most people's tefillin are not like that. Most people's tefillin, the two Russian in the middle, of two on the side are touching, and two in the middle also touch the bottom. So we follow the Zohar that Rabbi Kevega quoted, that there are two valid forms of a shin, either Gimel Roshim or Dalet Roshim. You can write a Sefer Torah like that if you want. But the Beis Yosef quotes the other opinion from the Rishonim, that the two Russian in the middle of the shin should not touch the bottom. They should dafka not touch. So you really have a shin of Gimel Roshim, which is Shakua. On that side of the tefillin, where you have Kadesh HaKavach, which is Kodeh Matan Torah, then that should be represented with the Ksav of the Luchas, which was Shakua. Anyway, so the two valid forms of a shin, according to Rabbi Kevega, according to that Zaya. So the Gemara suggests now there are two valid forms of a mem. You can have a mem pasuach, a mem sosum. L'chatchila, the nemtza teva should be a mem pasuach. So if HaTeva should be a Mem Sosim, but it's not Miyaka B'Dev, just like the two shins, whatever you want, you can do. The Gemara says, it's not true. Meisvei says, Uchsav Tom, Ini Ksiva Tama. To the exclusion of, you have to have, if you made a Pasuach Sosim and a Sosim Pasuach, so it says, Beferish, that it passes. either way possible. So it's not the two forms of a, it's not that it's acceptable to have two forms of a mem, like two forms of a shin. So the Gemara says, you're right. According to that braisa, it's likuva. But there's another Tanu who disagrees. Who the Omar, our Mishnah, that if you write Shem Shimon, Yechayiv, who the Omar, Kai Tanu de Tanya. The Gemara has three different sources for the institution of Nisuch HaMayim on Sukkos. So one opinion is that Nisuch HaMayim is Halacha Moshe Mesinai. So don't bother looking for a Mokar in the Chumash. There are different parts of the Torah Shebaal Peh. So sometimes the Torah Shebaal Peh is by reading in between the lines. Sometimes the Torah Shebaal Peh is just purely Halacha Moshe Mesinai. So the Gemara has one opinion that Nisuch HaMayim on Sukkos is purely Halacha Moshe Mesinai. And the other two opinions are no, that it's learned that by reading in between the lines. It's drasha sapsukim. So one Tana says it's the drasha based on the pasuk unis socheho, and the second day, on the sixth day it says unis socheho, not on the second day. The sixth day it says unis socheho. So b'shnei nisuchan akosam medaber. So one is nisuch hamayim, one is nisuch hayayin. And the third drasha is this one, that it says b'sheni nema b'sheni v'niskehem. Mashishi it says unasachha. Mishvi it says kemishpotam harimem yudmem. That's Rabbi Yudmem is there. There are three different opinions in the Tanoim. How do you know there's such an institution of Nisuch HaMayim? So the Gemara has other nafkaminas ledina between these various opinions. So the Gemara in the end of Zvachim has one nafkamina between the first opinion, that it's Halacha Moshe Mesina, as opposed to the second two Tanoim, who say that it's a drasha learned that from the Psukim. The Gemara makes an afkamina. There is a din of shchut echutz, and there is a din of malabachutz. That's in Psukim Chumash. One who shechts a korban chutz lazar is chayv koris. If he does it b'shergig, is chayv chatos. One who is makriv a korban malabachutz means he makter a korban on a bama chutz lebeis hamig, also chayv koris. And if he did it b'shergig, then it's chayv chatos. So if it's a shechet b'hamale, that's the name of the perek. A shechet b'hamale b'chutz would be chayv shtayim. If he did it b'shogeg, one for shechita b'chutz, one for mala b'chutz. Then the Gemara says, what about zorek dam b'chutz? Where's the pasuk? Gemara has another pasuk. Then the Gemara says, menasach yayim b'chutz, also koris. Then the Gemara says, what would you say about af ha menasach meha chag b'chag? Would that also be chayv koris? If he does nisach hamayim on a bom b'chutz lebeis hamigdosh on sukkis, would that also be chayv? So the Mishnah says Chayiv, and the Gemara says it's a machlokes hatanoim. So when the menasach meachag b'chag is Chayiv or not. So the Gemara says, what does it depend on? So the Gemara says, oh, it depends on this machlokes hatanoim. Is it halacha l'moshe m'sinai, or is it learned that from a pasuk? In what way is it dependent? How is it totally zeb zeb? Very unclear. So Tosis breaks the head, they give a pshat on that Gemara. Very difficult Gemara. The Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayis writes a mechudesh dik interpretation in the Gemara. The Rambam writes that there's never any oinish koris on a halacha Moshe Mesinai. So if the whole institution of Nisuch HaMayim is purely halacha Moshe Mesinai, it's not based on a drasha from a pasuk, so it can't be chayv koris. But if it's based on either unasocheho or the mem yud mem is not an asmachta. The Gemara says that's a real drasha gemura. So then it's a drasha from a pasuk, and then it could be koris. That's a big chiddush to say that there's no koris. There's no chorus on a halacha Moshe Mesina. I would understand if there would have been an iser. It's only known through halacha Moshe Mesina. But here there's an iser of makri b'chutz. That's a chumash. I just don't know that such a korban exists. So halacha Moshe Mesina tells me that nisach hamayim mehachag b'chag constitutes a korban. So once I know it's a korban, so there's a pasuk in chumash of makriv karbonis b'chutz. So why does the Rambam consider that an oinish on halacha? There's no oinish on halacha Moshe Mesina. Yeah, the pasuk says you chayv koris for chaylev. You don't know how much. So the halacha Moshe Mesinai tells you how much. But the lav not to eat chaylev adam is written explicitly in chumash. The shiur is a detail. Yeah, but here, not that the whole iser is only known. The iser is known from the chumash, not to be makar b'chutz, but that this carbon exists is only halacha Moshe Mesinai. That's a big chiddush. But the Rambam said there's no oinish on halacha Moshe Mesinai. That's the Ran and the Balamor have that in Masechet Shabbos. That earlier, the Gemara asked in the beginning of Perek HaZorek, first daf in Perek HaZerik, so the Gemara says, where was the Mavadal Aramis B'shus HaRabim? Where did they have in the Mishkan Mavadal Aramis? That's on Tzadik Vav Amid Beis. All the 39 Malachas are learned daf in the Mishkan. So Haitzol was also learned daf in the Mishkan. The people gave the donation. They took their private property from their home, the Zor V'chesem and the Choshes, Tcheles V'agomen, and he brought it into the Rishus Aram, they gave it to the Yumnim. So for the Nidvas HaMishkan, they did Haitzol. Where was their Mavadal Anamis B'Rishus Aram? So the Gemara says, maybe, well, I'm Pshat, maybe, another Pshat. Then the Gemara finally says, on the fourth wide line, on Daf Tzadik Vav, and the base, Ella, called Al Anamis B'Rishus Aram, Gemara Gemirilo. So what does that mean, Gemara Gemirilo? So that's a question. So the Netziv points out that whenever the Gemara says Gemara Gemiri Law, the Rambam will never call it Halacha Moshe Messina. The Rambam will write Mpi Hashmua Lomdu. Means that it was established in an earlier generation. We have a tradition that this is the din, that it was worked out in an earlier generation, and we forgot what the source is, but it's based on something. And Rashi and Taisus in the Rush will usually say Gemara Gemiri Law means it's Halacha Moshe Messina. So this Gemara also, it means Maradal Aramis B'Shus Aram. The Rambam in the Hakdama to the Pirush HaMishnah give you a whole list of all of the halachas L'Moshe Messina. It says there aren't so many, and I'll give you the whole list. And he gives you a list, and it's 2/3 of the halachas L'Moshe Messina are missing. So they put on the bottom of the page, look in the Chubas Chavis Yor, that he has Takasha, the Rambam forgot to quote so many halachas L'Moshe Messina. So then it's even, his commentary on the Shiltas writes that one chunk of the Teretz is, whenever it says Gemara Gemiri Law, the Rambam does not understand that that's Halacha Moshe Messina. The Rambam will always be careful to write the Pi Hashmua Lam. That means it was established. There was some kind of a drasha from the Psukim in the earlier generations, and it was forgotten. So here on this Gemara, the Balamor has a comment, and the Ran on the Rif picks it up verbatim. He doesn't, I don't know why, he doesn't tell his quoting from the Balamor, but he quotes it verbatim. What's the nature of the prohibition of Mavadal and Amis B'Shus HaRab? So he says it's basically another form of moitzim mishus l'shus. You're not allowed to carry from mishus hayachid to mishus rabim. You're not allowed to carry from mishus rabim to mishus hayachid because they're different mishus. So then he says if you have something sitting in the mishus rabim, you pick it up and you put it 5 amas away, that's also called moitzim mishus l'shus because the dalar amas around the chayfetz are called mekom mishal chayfetz. That if you put it 5 amas away, you're moitzim from this mishus to that mishus. What motivates him to say this? He says you have to say like that because one is Mavadal Aramis B'Shus HaRabim is Chayiv Kores B'Mezit and is Chayiv Misa B'Mezit and is Chayiv Chatas B'Shoyge, and if it's Halach L'Moshe Messina, there is no such thing. There can't be an Oynish and a Halach L'Moshe Messina. Can't be an Oynish. Where did he get this assumption from? Why can't you have an Oynish and a Halach L'Moshe Messina? You can't have Malkus and a Halach L'Moshe Messina. Because in order to get Malkus, the lav has to be dumi, the lav, the chasima, has to be written in Chumash. So if the lav is not written in Chumash, like orlo b'chutz lords. So the Rambam writes, orlo b'chutz lords, if you plant a tree, you're not allowed to eat the pears, the first 3 years is orlo. So the Rambam quotes the Goyim Arab, the opinion that one who eats orlo b'chutz lords is loike. And the Rambam says, how can it be? But it's only halacha l'moshe messina. So what's the taina? It's not dumi, the lav, the chasima, it's not written in Chumash. Rashi in Sanhedrin also writes like that. On Daf Pei Dalet, I think it is. Rashi writes that an oriel is not permitted to be, a kohen oriel is not permitted to be makir karbanis in the Beis Hamikdash, is a pasuk in Yecheskel. There's no pasuk in Chumash. So the Gemara says, what Yecheskel HaNavi came up with a new din, ein novi v'shal achadish dova meyato, another novi after the days of Moshe Rabbeinu can come up with a new din. How can it be? The Gemara says, no. Adosi Yecheskel, till Yecheskel came along, it was always Gemara Gemiri Law. They had a tradition, Halacha L'Moshe Messina, from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. Adosi Yecheskel, Las Mecheakwa. Yecheskel wrote down, he recorded what was known all along. But it cannot be that he was the one who came up in Nevuah, but there's no Chiddush Din, that Kol Orel, Loyavim Megdosh, the Shoseni, Akoyan Orel, shouldn't be Makar Karbanis. A Novi is not, we should have assumed that he's a Novi Yashek if he's coming up with a new din. It must be that the din was always known. It was always Halacha L'Moshe Messina. So Rashi writes there, if an oral Kohen oral would be Makru Kabbanas, he'll be over an Iser, but he won't be Chai Malkus because it's Halacha L'Moshe Messina. There's no Malkus If it's written and it's a lab above machlal haseir reina loike, if it doesn't say hisham pen v'yal you're not loike. So if it doesn't say it all, you're certainly not loike. See, that's been a gear to malchus. But where did they come off to make such a klal? The balamor with the ran, they have a klal. If it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai, if dalad amis b'shus rabim is really halacha l'moshe m'sinai, so it couldn't be chayiv kores and it couldn't be chayiv misa. Why not? Where is there such a klal? There's no kores. So that's apparently what they hold. You can't have any on shaman halacha l'moshe m'sinai. So that's what motivates them to say this halacha l'moshe m'sinai just extended, that the din of moitze m'shus l'shus, which was always there, applies even to Mabed al Ramis, falls under the category of Motzim Mishus Lushus. Falls under that category of a Malach. So this Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos on the last Perek in Zvachim is also assuming like that. But he has even a further step. He says the Aveir of Makrov Korbanos Bachus is in the Chumash, just that this Korban, Nisach HaMayim Bechag, the Korban doesn't exist in the Chumash. So that's also subject to the rule. There's no chorus and there's no oinish. You can't be a chi of chatas for having violated a din that's only known through Allah al-Moshe Messina. It's a chidish the Rambam holds. Tosis has a different shot on that Gemara, but it's a problematic Gemara. So that the Gemara in the end of Zochm says, that'll happen af kamina. There were three opinions in the Tanoim. What is the source of the institution of Nisach HaMayim Bechag? So the first opinion one that it's Allah al-Moshe Messina. So the Gemara makes an afkamina, is that Allah l'moshe misina, then there wouldn't be any kores by makri b'chutz, af menasach me'achag b'chag. But if it was based on psukim, then there would be. Then the Gemara makes another afkamina, what's the difference with the darshan from the word unasacheho, bashishi, on the sixth day of Sukkot it says unasacheho, and the other Tana says it's not based on unasacheho, it's based on the mem yud mem. Mem yud mem is a drashic Gemara. What's the difference? So the Gemara says the difference is, If you have the mem of the niskehem, the extra mem in niskehem on the sheni, on the first day of Chalamot Sukkot, that's a mem stuma, that's a final mem. And you're using that to read the word mem yud mem. So you're saying, when you're supposed to have a mem psucha, you put a mem stuma, it would be kosher. The other Tanoim would probably not agree. They'll probably hold like the previous braisa, uchsav tom ksiva tamo, that if you're supposed to write a mem psucha and you wrote a mem stuma, it wouldn't be acceptable. That's how the Gemara says. Then the Gemara says on the first daf in Tainus, there's another nafkamina. When do you start doing the Nisach HaMayim? Do you start from the very first day of Sukkot, or do you start from the second day? So if you hold halacha l'moshe m'sinai, so halacha l'moshe m'sinai starts from the first day. Kach nemar halacha. If you hold that it's based on mem yud mem, then you only start from the second day on. The Gemara says you only start Nisach HaMayim starting from the first day Chalamot Sukkos. The Gemara has common afkeminas between the various Tanoim. So that's what the Gemara says. The Tana in the Mishnah who says that if you write Shem Mishim and you would be Chayiv, Shem Mishim and Shem Mishmuel, you would be Chayiv and so on, even though in the Shimon it's going to be a Mem Psucha. And for the word Shem, it's a mem stuma, and kais of shtei oisius is a machlekes hatanoim. Some of the tanaim hold you need dafka a word. It has to be a word, not stam aleph aleph. And if you, that's a question. What if you wrote two different letters and it does not add up to a word? Also a question. Maybe only if you write the Rambam holds only if you repeat the exact same letter aleph aleph does not add up to a word. But then you're not chayv. But if you wrote two different letters and they don't add up to a word, the Rambam holds then you are chayv. That's a mechudish dike ram. But the poshim shat the nigmar is that according to the Tana, that aleph aleph de azreko is not chayiv. You always have to have a word. So if you wrote shem mishimin, it's not a word because it's a mem psucha, it's not a mem stuma. Gemara says that Tana holds that, like this Tana with the mem yud mem, just like stuma shaso psucha, just like psucha shaso stuma is kosher, so stuma shaso psucha would also be kosher. Then the Gemara says, how do you know? Maybe the mem stuma is mochashuv. Maybe this Tana says, Yidarshan mem yud mem, so the first mem is a mem stuma, so maybe a psucha shasa stuma ilui alya, that's a higher level of a mem. Mashenikin, if you have a stuma shasa psucha, like Shem Mishimin, it should have been a mem stum and you have a psucha instead, so maybe that would be l'chol ha'deis no good. So Gemara raises that objection. You can't really prove from this Tana that it goes in both directions. Only if you have a stuma instead of a psucha, that would be good, because a stuma is a higher level of a mem.
Regarding the Rambam and Zvachim, maybe he holds that the Amit Rav, that's just whether Nusach HaMayim is its own separate mitzvah, or it becomes part of the Nusach HaMayim with the Tamid, so there's also Nusach HaYayim. So it's not a, it's not just an addition to the, it's not just a prat in Karban Tamid. Maybe the Rambam holds it's a separate mitzvah. It's Nusach HaMayim. It just comes, there's mana Tamid, but it's not part of the procession of the
Tamid. So again, so how does it depend whether it's Halacha Moshe Mesinai?
No, so usually Halacha Moshe Mesinai, you can get the Kairis if it's a prat. It's a detail of another mitzvah, but maybe the Rambam holds it's its own separate mitzvah. It's just Nikva Yima Tamid, but it's not. So it's a brand new thing. So when it's a brand new thing, you don't get a, you can't get an Onish
Again, the Gemara says it depends. If it's darshan from a pasuk, then there will be kares. And if it's halacha moshim sin, then there won't be kares. How does it depend?
If it's halacha moshim sin, it could be a brand new din. It doesn't. It's not. It comes with the Tamid.
So therefore, what?
Is it part of the parban of Tamid? It's just right. Like it's nusach hayayim, it's nusach hamayim also. It's just a prat in the karban.
So again, so if it's part of the Nisacha Menchas HaMenis came of the Tamid, then there should be Kores. And if it's a separate mitzvah, then not. Why should it depend on that? You mean Halacha Moshe Mesinai?
Yeah, it's Halacha Moshe Mesinai. It's a brand new.
I mean, also assuming that there's no Oynish on Halacha Moshe Mesinai. That's what the Rambam said. There's no Oynish on Halacha Moshe Mesinai. Correct.
It's a prat in another mitzvah, you would agree. You
agree. I mean, if the nature of the Halacha Moshe Mesinai would have been that it's a chelik of the Nesachim, of the Tamid, then he would have agreed, then he would have said that there is Kores. So you tell me that perhaps the Rambam understood that this is the difference. If it's Halacha Moshe Mesinai, it's a separate carbon. And if it's learned that from Sukkim, then it's a chelik of the Nisachim for the Karban Tomit. Could be. Okay. But it's still a chiddush that the Rambam and the Balamor and the Ran, they all hold like that. That you can't have any Oynish Kores on a Nisa that's only known through Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai. It's an interesting chiddush. There's such a rush in Baba Kama, the Gemara has a suffix. What's the nature of Tzruris? That when a behemoth walks and makes a hezek of regel, so you pay nezek shalom. Regel pays nezek shalom b'shus hanizik. And if the behemoth is walking and it kicks derech hilucha, kicks a pebble and a pebble smashes something, then tzuris only pays chatzin nezek. So the Gemara says Gemara gemiri lo. So Rashi and Tosis and the Rosh learned that it's halacha l'moshe mesinai. So the Gemara in Bava Kamma in the second parak quotes that Rava had a suffix. What's the nature of the din? Should we assume that koiche kegufoi and nikra din, whenever a behemoth does a hezek or a person does a hezek, alyidei kocho, person is walking and he kicks a pebble and he smashes something, she really bechayv nezek shalom? And halacha l'moshe mesinai of tzuris is lahokel, that the bala behemoth gets away with paying only chatzin nezek. Maybe we should assume mikra din koiche lav kegufa. Mikra din, whenever an adam is masik ayidei koch, a behem is masik ayidei koch, he shouldn't have to pay anything. And the chiddush, the halacha l'moshe mesinai tzuris is lahachmer, that it's a chiddush that he pays chatzin nezik. Mikra din shouldn't have paid anything. So Rabbi had this suffix. The Gemara says, Basa debayu hoda pashta, after he raised the suffix, he thought about it and he came to the conclusion that mikra din koch kegufai and halacha l'moshe mesinai is lahakel. So the Rosh points out that usually every time the Gemara has a suffix, then the Gemara says, Basa de bayo ha de pashta, after raising the issue, he was poshet his suffix, they quote a mocker, He was poshut the suffix based on a pasuk, based on a mishnah, based on a tosefta, based on a svara, something. Here he doesn't explain anything. It just says basud the bayi hod the pashta the kochi kigufoi and the halachal moshe mesinos lahakal. So what was it? What was he poshut the suffix based on? So the Rosh says it must be that he's working with the svara to be machriach. Is that every halachal moshe mesina must always be lahakal. You never have halachal moshe mesina lahachmer. And he quotes a Gemara from the first perek in Sukkah, where the Gemara discusses there's a machlokes Reb Leizer and the Chachamim, how many defanas do you need for a Sukkah? Do you need gimel defanas or revius afila tefach, or do you need shtei defanas kel chosam or shlishes afila tefach? So the Gemara says the machlokes is we have psukim. What do the psukim seem to indicate? Whatever the psukim indicate, we have halacha l'moshe m'sinai legirue to subtract that the last wall is enough if you have. Afilu tefach. So Reb Leizer starts off, you have psukim that you need four defanas. So the halacha moshe mesina comes to limit, to minimize that the fourth defan is good enough. Afilu tefach. And we hold against him that the psukim only indicate you need three defanas. So the halacha moshe mesina comes to indicate that you take off from the third, the shlishes afilu tefach. The Gemara there entertained the possibility that maybe the psukim say you need three defanas and the halacha moshe mesina adds on that the fourth one has to be afilu tefach. And somehow, when you get to the Maskanas HaGemara, the Rosh says, that Svara is rejected, they neglect, they ignore that, because the assumption always is, Halachal Moshe Mesina is always Lahakel, never Lahachma. So that's what the Rosh says. Rabbi had a Sofik, where the Kirche Kegufoi, and Halachal Moshe Mesina, Tzura says Lahakel. Or Kirche Lav Kegufoi, really the behemoth, the Bala behemoth shouldn't pay anything. And Halachal Moshe Mesina is Lahachma, that he pays a Chatzin Nezek. So Basa the Bayah or the Pashta must be that all halachas l'moshe m'sinai are l'hakam. That's the famous Rosh in Baba Kam. So why is that so? What such a klal halacha l'moshe m'sinai has to be l'hakam? Rav Soloveitchik said that in Kabbalah Svarim they write that the Torah Shebichsav is etched in stone. It's like given b'midas adin, and the Torah Shebal Peh was given b'midas achesed to be make a little bit. Chumash it says ayin tachas ayin. And the Torah Shabbat Peh says you shouldn't take it literally. It doesn't really mean like that. Chumash, it says, Aboim Yakenu, you give 40 times Malkas. Torah Shabbat Peh makes it Rosh, it's not 40 times Malkas. We assume that Torah Shabbat Peh is always coming Ligurui, always to make life easier. So that's apparently what the Rambam with the Balamor, with the Ran, they're working on the assumption. It can't be. There's going to be an Oynish Kar is based on Allah HaMashiach, Oynish Mises Bez, Oynish Kar is based on Allah HaMashiach Mesina. Can't be. Allah HaMashiach Mesina is always the Midas HaChesed, Midas HaRachmim. Can't be. But it's a big Chiddush. The whole thing is a big Chiddush. Anyway, so that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara introduces these different opinions. How do you know about the institution of Nisach HaMayim? If it's based on Men Yod Mem, then what you're saying in effect is that a mem psucha shaso estuma would be good. Who are the nami? The pashta is the other way, that the both mems are acceptable, like the both shins are acceptable. Two forms of a shin, the two forms of a mem. Then the Gemara says, not necessarily so. Midomi, the bottom line. The Gemara says, maybe mem stuma is a higher level of a mem. And so only in one direction. If you made a stuma instead of a psucha, would be good. Miniskehem is a mem stuma instead of psucha, but maybe a psucha instead of a stuma, maybe that would not be good. That's what the Gemara raises an objection. Yeah, the Gemara has on the top of Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph, the fourth line, that you have final letters, mem nun, sarik pei chof. You have, if it's in the middle of the word, you spell it one way. You have it at the end of the word, it's a mem stuma and a long nun, and so on. That this is, first the Gemara says, tzofim amorim. The Nevi'im who came in the days of the Shoftim, they came up with this Chiddush. In the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, they didn't have that din. And the Nevi'im came up with it. So the Gemara says, you can't change the Ksav of the Sefer Torah. We learn that from a Pasuk, Eila HaMitzvahs. It's a question where that Pasuk is. On the side it says, Ve'ikro Chav Zayin. The Marsha talks about it a little bit, and the Tziv talks about it. Are we quoting the concluding Pasuk in Chumash Ve'ikro, or the concluding Pasuk in Chumash Bamidbar? It's practically the same with a slight difference. But whatever it is, the both psukim say the same thing. Eila means Amir. These and only these are the mitzvahs that are binding throughout all the future generations because they were given to Moshe Rabbeinu. No other Navi before or after Moshe Rabbeinu was ever given a din l'doros. That's what the Rambam develops the idea in the Pirush HaMishnayos and Perigit HaNosha, that we today observe Bris Milah not because it was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, not because it was given to Avraham Avinu, but rather because it was repeated to Moshe Rabbeinu. Avraham Avinu was only a Navi, and a Navi can only be given a Hayruah Shoah. But the Bris Milah mitzvah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai, so that's why it's binding L'doros. And the same is regarding Gid Anosha, that's why it's in Per Gid Anosha. Gid Anosha, he says, was given to Yankov Avinu. When the Malach broke his leg, he was given Alken Le'ochem and Israel as Gid Anosha. But it's binding throughout all the future generations, not because of the fact that it was given to Yankov Avinu. Yankov Avinu was not Moshe Rabbeinu. The only mitzvahs that are binding L'doros are those that were given to Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Gemara says, how can it be? What, on the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, they weren't given this, that you have two forms of the letter, Mem, Nun, Tzadik, Pei, Chof? It can't be. It will be a violation. The Gemara says, and from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, they knew that you have to have two forms of these letters. The middle of the word, the end of the word. Somehow over the generations it was forgotten, and then the Nevi'im just brought it back. And Navi can't come up with a new din. But if you forgot what the din is, this Gemara sounds like it says, if you forgot what Halacha is, then the Navi can tell you benevuah, he can remind you what the din is. That's a problem. There's a Gemara in Tmura that seems to say Farkeret, that after Moshe Rabbeinu died, they forgot thousands of halachas. Then he asked Yeshua ben Nun. He should try to find out what the missing halachas are. Here it says Tmura dafta zayin. So the Gemara says, Ein novi shalachadish dova miyato. He can't reconstruct the dinim. There should have been Shchachim v'chaz v'vi yizdom. Agmar says if they forgot, if the din was given to Moshe Rabbeinu and was forgotten, then a Navi can restore the din Beracha Kodesh. And that Gemara seems to say not so.
If you look at the Rabbeinu Hanan over here, he doesn't bring up the Kasha, but he says that what happened here, what is Shechem v'chaz v'vi yizdom? He says most of the Sofrim forgot what it was, and they just came and told everyone what the Nevi'im just came and told everyone what the din really was. He says most of the Sofer forgot. Ramosha has a Shifra like this. There's no stira. Shifra Mechazirsa means as long as one person still remembers, as long as there's still someone knows.
I mean, it wasn't Api Nevua. It was not Api Nevua. So that's what they're assuming. The Iker is the Gemara and Tmura, that even if the Navi will come just to restore what the din is, he's not going to say, change a din. Nikana lahabar, the din is different. Just going to restore what the din used to be that was forgotten. So it's also a violation of Ein Navi Shalachadish Dova Miyato. Right. That's the Rambam is very strict about this. The Rambam says that the halachas have to be worked out by the Talmid Chachamim, and the Nevi'im have no role at all. And Epis Tesvis is not so much like that. Tesvis is not so much like the Rambam. Here the Gemara says that in the Luchas, Mem Samach Shabaluchas, Benes HaYom, because the letters were Mizeh, Mizeh, Heim, Ksuvim, that it went all the way through and through. So the letters Mem and Samach went all the way through. Yeah, that's a Shaila that the Rishonim asked. The Gemara seems to be assuming that they used Ksav Ashuris in the Luchas. And the Gemara says in the conclusion of the Gemara Sanhedrin in the second Perek is that Ksav Ashuris was Ezra brought it back from Ashur. And originally they had Ksav Ivri, or Ksav Levino, a different configuration of the alphabet. So how does it say that Mem Samash Abuluchas Ben Esa Yom? So the Rishonim asked this kasha. So the Yerushalmi says, Anachanami et Samachleikas, the one who says Mem Samash Abuluchas Ben Esa Yomrim, Hoyu Omdim, does not agree with that. He thinks that the Ksav Ashuris was given to Moshe Rabbeinu all the way from day number one. But the Ritvoh and Megillah comes up with this fantastic Chiddush that the Ksav Ashuris was always there on the Luchas and on the Sefer Torah Shal Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Ksav Ivri was on the Sefer Torah Shal Kol Yochid V'Yochid. But the Luchas and the Sefer Torah Shal Moshe Rabbeinu were always written in Ksav Ashuris. That's a gross chiddush to say like that. Yerushalmi says not so. If A9 points out, Yerushalmi says not so, that this Mem Esama Shabaluchas follows the opinion that Ksav Ashuris was always there. Okay, tomorrow Belinet will continue.
In the intro to the Bible, they showed us an alphabet of Ksav Yisri.
Yeah.